I believe there is something sacramental about what you are doing here, which is to say that the work you are embarking upon is like a signpost pointing to things greater than its parts. Your phased program, development in the sanctuary, the halls, and the proposed appointment of a community worker, these things celebrate the God who is doing a new thing, the adventure of faith, finding fresh ways to connect, offering flexibility, meeting people where they are at, experimenting. Goodness knows, we live in times where we know as church we must do some things differently. And you are on the frontiers of this, taking steps into the unknown, the unwritten, looking for God there and joining in with what God is doing. I hail from Airdrie, and I remember noticing as a child that there was a bus you could catch from Glasgow to Airdrie that had a sign on the front of it which read, "To Airdrie and beyond." Now, as a child, I used to wonder where or what beyond was exactly, until, of course, I discovered Edinburgh. Well, you are going beyond on this faith journey, beyond what has been before, in an adventure to what lies ahead. Underneath, underpinning the changes to bricks and mortar to create a more flexible worship space, behind the renovation of your halls and the wish to appoint a community outreach worker, Presbytery recognizes your desire to join in with God in what God is building among you and in your life together. And we want to say thank you for the encouragement your faith journey gives to us all. What you are doing in these three phases are signs that declare God is alive and at work among us. God is active. God cares about each and every person in this community and beyond. Your work is sacramental in the broadest of senses, because by it you are declaring Christ is here. Christ is present in this place. Christ is active in this community. Jesus, the one through whom life in all its fullness can be found. St. Paul puts it this way: in union with Christ, you are being built into a place where God lives through his Spirit. Thanks be to God, for this is what's really going on. You are being built into a place where God lives. Our readings today suggest three things. One, look out for the new thing God is doing. Secondly, we see where our true security always lies. The two house builders story tells us. And thirdly, the importance of building on love. Firstly, the new thing God is doing. Even though the children of Israel could look back to unique events in their history, the Exodus that won them freedom from slavery, and even though they faced a mighty challenge ahead when they were captives again, this time of the Babylonians, Isaiah delivers this message from the Lord: do not cling to events of the past or that happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do. Even though you face mighty challenges, watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. The past is gone. It is another country, said L.P. Hartley. As churches, we face great challenges to engage in ways that are meaningful today. In our discussions with your working group, you identified relevance as a significant theme, and you are surely right in doing so. We are indeed called to look for the new thing God is doing and to share our faith in ways that are relevant in these days. So we are drawn to fresh adventure. Now, adventure involves risk-taking. Life, it could be said, is a risk. Of course, unnecessary risk cannot be squared with good stewardship. But we live in times where organizations regarded as risk-averse are unlikely to attract support or to grow. Looking forward with faith is indeed the hallmark of a vibrant church. And we thank you for all we see of this in you. At its last General Assembly, the Church of Scotland embraced the need for a radical action plan to respond more timelessly to challenges that we face in these days. And there are conferences taking place that are helping us to reimagine church for this time. The first word is about looking for the new thing that God is doing. The second word from our readings today is about where our true security always lies. Jesus is the love of God. As Benjamin mentioned, I had the privilege to work in prisons for a good few years as a chaplain. Many things could be said concerning people in custody, but it is very clear how many have experienced little love in their lives. Love is the foundation of human flourishing. And people in whatever place they find themselves respond to love. Now, Jesus tells the simplest of tales about two house builders, one wise and one foolish. Remarkably, perhaps, the floods and the rain come to both. So there is no out given from life's suffering to those who trust in Jesus. Yet, for those who do, there is a strength that sustains. The tale is surely told to inspire confidence. Christ is the solid rock, the immovable, unshakable love of God. We can live with confidence because we have the foundation of Jesus to build upon. In our individual lives, where we have stepped off that rock, there is a welcome and a hand outstretched to lift us back on. And in our life together as church, we can be sure of his unwavering presence and guidance along the way. That God, who began this good work in you, will carry it on until it is finished on the day of Jesus Christ. So we can walk on with confidence, sure in the one who is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for or even think of. And our third point is the importance of building on this love. Paul describes the church as the family of God. As in any family, there are times when we need to work out our differences, and having worked them out, to leave them behind and press on to reach the goal that lies ahead. In all this building work, we will be concerned to share out tasks as best we can, so we can carry one another's burdens and lighten the load. This is Paul's prayer. May you have your roots and foundation in love, so that you, together with all God's people, may have the power to understand how broad and long, how high and deep is Christ's love. The model of love lies before us in the life of Jesus himself, who saw people as people, who sensed where a person might be in their lives, who offered hope, who gave forgiveness and touched others with healing. Such are the marks of love. And in our life together and our care for one another, we can offer many a sign that points to the love of Jesus for everyone in this church community and in the wider community that we serve. Amidst all the demands that projects and busyness bring, a few suggestions. Keep on making time for one another and for God. Time to share the salt of friendship. Time to minister to one another. Time to laugh and to cry with each other. Take time to be there with one another without an agenda. Park that sometimes. Be gentle with one another, and others will know you are Jesus' disciples by your love. Three things to reflect on and to do. Look out for the new thing God is doing. Our true security is Jesus, and the importance of building and nurturing love. So do we take part in God's mission, building in the present and for all that lies ahead. And can I say thank you to your minister, your office bearers, and to you all for sharing with us at Presbytery your inspiring story of an active church seeking to engage in meaningful ways in this community and beyond. All strength to your elbows. That's a technical term, by the way. And every blessing in your journey of faith and witness. May God add his blessing to this preaching of his word, and to his name be glory and praise. Amen.